Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Keith sent me a story that he knew I'd find an interest in. From Motorious.com, Stephen Symes wrote the article, "Tow trucks sought in Texas Camaro thefts. Cars are being stolen in Texas using tow trucks, and they've been caught on camera." So it seems like it's the kind of thing that if word got out, we might be able to put a stop to this. So Stephen Symes writes in the headline of his article, "Beyond Tow Trucks Sought in Texas Camaro Thefts," "Spread the word and stop these guys." Okay? "Criminals want your car. They're going to great lengths to get them," he writes. "Locking your doors and putting your car in a garage at night might help, but there are determined thieves who will do what they can to get past those little barriers. Then there are these outlaws in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas who've been using unmarked tow trucks to snag three Chevrolet Camaros in late September. Now, I can tell you that in Michigan and in many places, tow trucks need to be licensed if they're going to be doing any kind of towing, so that most tow trucks have a number painted on the side. It indicates that they are licensed as a tow truck. So when you see an unmarked tow truck, you wonder if they're up to any good. Police in Mansfield have released images taken from cameras in the areas of the thefts. They show two different tow trucks. One is a white Ram and the other a black Chevrolet Silverado with roof lights. And these are the trucks that were stealing the Camaros. So apparently they've got a taste for Camaros. According to police, this is not a case of repo guys taking cars people haven't paid for, because some people are probably going to jump to that conclusion. And that's, I know my viewers, that's the first thing people are going to say. Are you sure these aren't repo guys? Or are you sure they aren't repo guys who just made mistakes? Well, the three Camaros which were stolen were later recovered, however. The result was anything but happy. The engine and transmission had been yanked out of all three. Then they were dumped within a one-mile radius. That alone would seem to indicate these two tow trucks are working together. And of course, the interesting thing is that nowadays, if you were to steal a car, it is harder to get away with it than it was in the old days. Because in the old days, I'm talking about like the 1960s, okay? There's a VIN tag that's on the dashboard underneath the glass of the windshield. And there might be a VIN stamp someplace else, depends on the make and model and so on, and the year of the car. But, you know, the VIN might be stamped someplace else. But quite often, things like the engines and transmissions, even if their numbers matching, don't contain enough of the information necessarily to track it back to which car it came from. However, modern cars have got so much stuff stamped on them in so many different places that it's tough to dispose of these cars. So what you can use from the car that's of value, well, the engine and trans might be something that's tempting because of the fact that who's going to pop the hood on the car and try to track down the identification information on an engine and transmission in just some random car. Police posted the photos of the tow trucks on Twitter, and then they also put up a video of the Ram tow truck driving slowly by a first-generation Camaro. The muscle car is parked in a well-lit area, so this is a pretty brazen crime. Wouldn't be surprised if these guys will keep going after the other performance cars if they aren't caught. And you wonder about this specifically, going after Camaros. He says, "We've seen car thefts absolutely skyrocket in 2020. The year started off okay. Then the coronavirus lockdown fueled a spike in thefts. Just when we thought criminals wouldn't up their game, car thefts have been climbing even higher. If you don't want to deal with filing an insurance claim and going vehicle shopping again, take even more steps than you have been to secure your ride." And of course, if you have information about these tow trucks stealing Chevy Camaros, contact Lieutenant Harrell of the Mansfield Police. So I will put a link to this story in the description to the video below. You can read it and look at the photographs because they got some security cam footage of these vehicles. And yeah, it's an interesting thing that they're stealing specific cars like Camaros. But the tow truck theft is something that's a serious issue. Because, you know, modern technology on cars has it such that it's more difficult to steal a car than it used to be. Now, people argue whenever I make a statement like that. I didn't say it's impossible to steal cars, nor did I say it was easy to steal cars in the old days. I'm simply saying if you were to measure how difficult it was to steal a car built in 1960 versus stealing a car built in 2020, stealing the car in 2020 is more difficult. Okay? And that's because a lot of things, for instance, the keys have become more sophisticated. And the key on a modern car has electronics built into it. Whereas a key in a car from the 1960s, number one, might go in the dashboard. And number two, it might be something that you can pick using lock picking tools. I've seen it done. And of course, if the key is in the dash, there might not be a locking steering wheel. So these are all things that add up, okay? And so in the old days, stealing cars was much, much easier technically. But the one thing that defeats all car theft, anti-theft systems is a tow truck. It's a tow truck. Now, it's kind of funny because I've mentioned before, I have in the past handled auto theft cases. I don't handle them that much anymore, although I don't get that many calls on them anymore, but I used to get them all the time. And there was a time where if your car was stolen in southeastern Michigan and you were insured by one of the two companies that I'm thinking of, they would just deny your claim and say, oh, you faked the theft. You couldn't make your payments and you like gave the keys to somebody or something. And they would just say that. And then you had to sue them to get your money, and then you had to hire an attorney and pay your attorney, and it was a waste of time and money. And I had a client whose Corvette was stolen. His Corvette was stolen from a parking lot. And it was at night near a freeway. And they said, Corvettes can't be stolen. That was the official position of the insurance company. Corvettes cannot be stolen. And I took the deposition of, I don't know, the adjuster, whoever was in charge of the file. And I said, why do you think Corvettes can't be stolen? And he said, well, because the key is so complicated that you have to have the specific key. And he starts explaining to me how many keys there are and how many code combinations there are and all this. And I go, what about a tow truck? And the guy had a look of blankness across his face as if the words hadn't registered, like he didn't know what a tow truck was. And I go, why couldn't I, for instance, back a tow truck up to that Corvette in the parking lot and simply drop the flatbed and hook the Corvette up and just drag it onto the trailer? The guy goes, no one would do that. I've never heard of that before. I go, you've never heard of anybody using a tow truck to steal a car before? And he goes, no, never seen it. I go, but you admit it's possible, right? He goes, I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if that's possible. How would that work? Now, I used to drive a tow truck. Now, I didn't use one of the ones with the flatbed. I used the one with the harness, but a harness would have worked also. I said, it would work like this. I go, you back the tow truck up to the Corvette because the Corvette's nosed into its parking space. So you back the tow truck up and you lower the bed if it's a flatbed and you just run the cable underneath it and you just drag it. He goes, I don't think that would work. And he actually pretended he was thinking about it. He goes, I don't think that would work. That wouldn't work. Would that work? I don't think that would work. Never thought of that before. Huh. This was an insurance adjuster for a very large insurance company whose ads on TV you've seen and claimed he'd never contemplated the idea of someone stealing a car with a tow truck. I said, so you don't think it's possible that someone with a tow truck stole my client's car? And he goes, no. Whoever stole your client's car had the key. And I go, why is that? And he goes, how else do you drive the car without the key? I go, but it doesn't have to be driven away to be stolen. I go, it could be taken away by tow truck. He goes, I don't think so. I go, let me ask you a hypothetical question then. Real hypothetical here. Okay. Have you ever seen a Chinook helicopter? One of those big military helicopters, dual rotors. Ever seen one of those? He goes, yeah. I go, hypothetically, could somebody put a harness around a vehicle, hook it to a helicopter and pick it up and carry it away? And he goes, are you saying that's what happened in this case? I go, no. I'm simply asking you, would that be physically possible? So the attorney objected for relevance, which doesn't make any sense at that position. I said, but you can answer the question. I go, would that be possible? Would it be possible? He goes, I don't know if I can answer that question. I go, but you've seen military helicopters carrying very heavy loads. I'm pretty sure I've seen a Humvee being carried by a helicopter before. You're saying they can carry a Humvee, but they can't carry a Corvette? He goes, are you saying that's what happened? I go, no, I'm giving you a hypothetical. I'm simply asking you I'm asking you a hypothetical. Is it hypothetically possible? If we wanted to, Could we take a Corvette, put it in the field, pay all the money necessary to get a helicopter, and pick that Corvette? Could that be done, or is a Corvette unpick-uppable? Guy goes, I don't know if I can answer the question. I said, well, so you don't think it's possible a tow truck could back up and drag a Corvette onto it and drive off? And he goes, no, that's not possible. It's not possible. So I'm here to tell you, all these years later, tow trucks sought in Texas Camaro thefts, and all the adjusters in my audience who work for large insurance companies might want to pay attention. Turns out with a tow truck, you can steal a car. You can. Crazy thought, huh? But Stephen Symes wrote the article for Motorious.com. The link is in the description below. Spread the word and stop these guys. Keith, thanks for sending it. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. New beginnings are often disguised as painful endings.